And today we're back into our series, Few Could Understand. And just really quickly today, we're going to look at Luke chapter 11, a few verses there. And we're going to be talking today about prayer, kind of connecting back with what Pastor Ben led us through in January during our week of prayer. Persistence in prayer is our topic. And so Luke chapter 11, starting at verse 5, it says this, "Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." Will you pray with me one more time this morning? Lord, again, we thank you so much for scripture today. And we thank you, God, that it brings life to us through the power of your Holy Spirit. And once again, Lord, I pray you would meet each one of us where we are today. Help us to hear what you're saying to us. Help us to apply it to our lives, Lord, so that we can grow as followers of yours. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. So often when we read this passage, or when I've read this passage, and I'm sure many of you have heard this passage before, the focus is on the person, the requester, the one making the request, the one coming over there, and it's kind of irresponsible. Why didn't they have their own bread? Now they're running around asking for bread, and they've got a guest coming, and how is that the fault of this other person who is laying in bed with the kids, and this sort of idea? And it's a legitimate interpretation to look at this passage and say, wow, look at that person and the way that they're asking and their commitment to asking. And man, they went in the middle of the night and disrupted things and asked for help. And there's certainly some legitimacy to that interpretation. But what gets lost when we just focus on the person making the request is the provider, is the other friend laying in bed with the kids asleep, with a locked door, saying, "I can't help you." What Jesus was doing here was teaching a further lesson on prayer that started earlier in the chapter, where the disciples said, "We want to learn to pray," and then he led them through the Lord's Prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer has to do with many things, but one of the things is, "Give us our daily bread." It's about meeting needs. And so Jesus goes on further after explaining all of that to tell this story. The translation that we read today is certainly faithful and valid, but verse 8, excuse me, another translation of that, a more recent one, says this, "I tell you, even if he will not get up," that's the guy in bed, "even if he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, he will do so in order to avoid dishonor." The guy in bed. When we read it in the NIV, the emphasis seems to be on the other guy, the shamelessness and audacity on the one who's requesting. But the language there gives rise to both of these understandings, that there could be dishonor for the one who is giving if he didn't follow through, not just because of their earthly friendship, but because it would bring dishonor on him. See, what's happening here is that in the culture and the history at that time, hospitality, as we know and we've talked about, was paramount. It was so important. And so if you came to ask in the middle of the night, showed up at someone's house, some auntie or uncle's house, and said, "I'm here," which actually isn't out of the realm of possibility. We've experienced that. Actually, my dad, he caused that. He would show up outside of my auntie's house in London, Ontario, and say, "Oh, we're here. It's the summertime, and we're here to stay with you for 10 days. We just show up. No advance warning. You just show up. And then she would make room for us. She'd complain a little bit, but she would make room for us. And that's kind of what's happening here. And it would have been awful if I showed up at your house and you said, sorry, there's no room for you here. Even though in our day now, in the culture that we live in, if I showed up at your house at midnight and say, I need some bread, you would say, go to the store. I'm not helping you. Why are you waking me up, Pastor Paul? What are you doing? This isn't how things go. But if we think about it too much that way, we lose out on some of what Christ is wanting us to see and hear in this passage. In this passage, the provider is God, your Father and my Father. And Jesus just led everybody through the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven goes on to request the daily bread, the needs that you and I might have, that he would provide for them. And then Jesus tells this story. And the way he's really telling it is like this. Who among you, who of you guys would ever be like these people? Imagine a guy who's got emergency with hospitality because Pastor Ben showed up and wants to hang out at midnight and they need food. And he's got no food. And he comes running over to your house saying, I need help. Who among you wouldn't help him? See, the emphasis is on that. Who wouldn't help him? Not so much on the, this is weird, going there in the middle of the night. Who among you wouldn't help him? And in the same way, God, our Father, wants to provide for you and I. Now, persistence is important, and we're going to get to that. But this part of it is really important, too, because there is not a question about whether God wants to provide or not. He does. And so persistence is not about convincing him of anything. Persistence is about us being consistent in our relationship with him. How many of us have had friends over the years? They have no problem asking for things. Sometimes it might even seem like every conversation is an ask. And over time, you can begin to feel like, oh, take it for granted, or something along those lines. We've all been there to an extent or are familiar with a situation like that. But what about you and me and God today? We come running when we've got a big challenge and problem, and we should do that. And the Lord in his mercy, he answers our prayers and our cries, and he comes. Some of us have testimonies of that, the miracles that God has done. And that's great, and we should come to him. But then when we know him, and we claim we want to have a relationship with him, this idea of prayer and persistence in prayer becomes the context in which our relationship with the Lord is built and is made mature. How many of you that are married never talk to each other? Don't put your hand up. It doesn't work like that. And so how do we come to this understanding that it's okay to work like that with God, our Father? Doesn't make sense. And so consistency is important in our life of prayer. Because without consistency, we're not maintaining a relationship. We're simply offering our wish list to God. God wants to answer us. It isn't a question of convincing, it's a question of consistency. He supplies our needs and gives us our daily bread. The scripture goes on to say this, just really quickly before Pastor Ben comes. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Today in a few minutes, we're going to celebrate with a number of people who have been knocking on the door and have experienced God opening that door to them and welcoming them into relationship with him. Testimony is a powerful thing. Sometimes we don't share the stories enough of what God is doing. And when we do share those stories, faith is built in your life and mine. And that's what we're going to experience here in a few moments during our baptisms. But another interesting thing here about what Jesus says is, knock on the door, seek, and you will find. But notice, like, he's not saying you got to scream and yell with your request. Nor does he say you need to be silent. What emerges, though, is you've got to be consistent. Being persistent in our prayers is not about forcefulness. It's about frequency. How often are we having a chat with God our Father? How often are we running to Him to talk, to collaborate sometimes, and yeah, to make our requests? I grew up in an environment, and I love the church environment. I grew up in, Jesus was preached, and that was awesome, and I learned so much. But one of the things I had to unlearn a little bit was this idea of forcefulness. Because we took a scripture and maybe didn't have the best interpretation of it in Matthew, where it talks about the kingdom of God suffering violence and the violence taken by force, and that became this foundation for being forceful in our prayers. But God hears the silent prayers as much as He hears the loud ones. And sometimes I think we miss out on frequency in prayer because we have this idea of what it has to be like. I have to stop everything else I'm doing. I have to have a closet for prayer. And if you have one, it's cool. It's really cool. I'm not saying that's not good. But you don't have to pray in the closet. You can pray in the car. You can pray walking down the aisle. You can pray while you're shopping. You can pray anywhere. You can have a conversation with God that really doesn't stop. Paul talked about praying without ceasing. I liken that to a conversation. Persistence in our prayer life with the Lord isn't about forcefulness. It's about frequency, how often we're coming and the time spent, just like any other relationship we might be involved in. And so today, as we shift gears and celebrate with those who have come to know the Lord, I want us to be reminded that they have knocked on the door. They were persistent in a way to come to Christ, and He opened the door wide. And in the same way, as we bring the needs and the challenges to Him in the context of a relationship, God the Father is already wanting to answer. And so let's purpose in our hearts today to have a persistent prayer life.